The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, the day is finally here for Team Ireland at the Paralympics, where later on tonight the opening ceremony will begin in Paris. Ireland has 35 athletes competing across various disciplines, and joining us to preview and look towards tonight's opening ceremony is Emma Duffy, sports reporter at the 42, who is in Paris at the moment. Emma, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are things?
What is noontime like in Paris today? Is the sun shining upon you?
It is indeed. It's pretty hot. I think it's about 25 degrees at the minute, and it's set to go over 30 this afternoon. So yeah, beautiful weather, but a little bit sweaty at times, not going to lie.
Now, what are they planning for the opening ceremony? I mean, in the Olympics, we saw the boating down the Seine. What are they doing for the Paralympic opening?
Yeah, so similarly to the Olympics, for the first time it will be held outside a stadium, but we won't see them boating down the Seine on this occasion. It'll take place at Place de Concorde and up the beautiful towards the Arc de Triomphe, the Avenue de Champs-Élysées. So it should be absolutely sensational. I don't know too much. I haven't heard too many bits and pieces, but I would imagine it will be spectacular, like previous opening ceremonies. So really excited to head along and to check it out.
Now, we have a team of, what, 35. In what disciplines will we be competing?
Yeah, so as you say, 35 athletes. So that's 29 athletes and 6 pilots or guides, and 9 sports. So that's athletics, swimming, cycling, table tennis, rowing, triathlon, equestrian, archery and powerlifting. I think I've hit all 9 there.
That's a good variety of sports.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, where have we medal chances? Because, you know, when we were looking to the Olympics a few weeks ago, we were talking about Adeleke and the mixed relay team, and we knew we had a chance in rowing. So where are we promising in the Paralympics?
Yeah, so our strongest areas, Pat, would probably be swimming and cycling. So cycling, the team has been very successful through the years. I'm sure many listeners will know the names like Katie George Dunleavy and her pilot Eve McChrystal. So they've been an iconic duo of para sport through the years. Now they're together for the track on this instance, but they're separate for the road. So Dunleavy will be piloted by Linda Kelly on the road. And then the other tandem is very strong too, Josephine Helian, and she's a debutante. So the roles will reverse there in terms of the pairings. Then in the pool, we have Ellen Keane, who is, this is her 5th and final Paralympic Games. It's mad to think back, she was only 13 in Beijing.
My goodness.
So she's bowing out, the plan is. So her big race is on day 2, which is Friday, the breaststroke, and then she will have another race later on in the competition, which I'm sure will be emotional. And then Roisin Nureen is a really promising prospect. So she's kicking things off in the pool. The butterfly on, which is tomorrow, and then backstroke, which is the following day. So she'll be hoping to, I suppose, get us up and running strongly in the pool. And she is certainly a medal prospect. I think Paralympics Ireland have set a target of 8 to 10 in medals. So They have been ambitious with their targets. They've stated it publicly. So yeah, we'd imagine some will come in the pool. Nicole Turner is another. She won a silver medal in Rio. Dervla Brady then, who, she's 17 now. She is from Derry, recently did her GCSEs, and she has looked up to Nicole Turner. Fantastic story. So they'll be competing alongside each other and against each other. So lots of brilliant stories over the next few weeks. And then across the other sports as well also.
Yeah, chances on the track?
Yeah, Orla Comerford is the big hope there. So she's been in fantastic form, a T13 100 metre sprinter. But the thing is, the standards have just risen across the board. And speaking to those in athletic circles, they reckon that there's 0.15 of a second between the top 5 there. So that could go either way. But Orla is a fantastic athlete, and she's sure to light up the track there.
Now, you know, we concentrate on the Paralympics when they come around every 4 years, just a few weeks after the Olympic Games. But we also see track and field events right throughout the year. For the Paralympians, how many events are there, do you know, throughout the year where they hone their skills?
Yeah, that's a big question. I suppose it's varied across the sports, like you say. It would be significantly less to the Olympics, I would believe. I suppose, yeah, there is less events. So in that instance, it's kind of harder to gauge things in terms of standards and form and whatnot. So there's definitely less, even just speaking to some athletes in the build up. I suppose they would have, you know, three or four big meets. And then obviously you have Europeans and Worlds dependent on the sport. So yeah, less than the Olympics, I would say. But certainly, like the Olympic cycle, it is all about the Paralympics. It's all about this every 4 years, the biggest stage, which is great, obviously. But then in another way, as you say, it can be frustrating because, you know, they're under the radar for so long, then they explode and then they're under the radar again.
Now, how much coverage will there be of the Paralympics? We know we had wall to wall of the Olympics just a few weeks ago. How much coverage will we actually get to see?
Yeah, I believe there's 104 hours on RT. So that is record coverage of disability sport in Ireland, which is fantastic. I think it's available to watch also on the Paralympics YouTube channel. And there is a pretty big media team out here in Paris, which is fantastic. Most of the national publications have sent journalists, and Paralympics Ireland have a strong media team here themselves. So there should be loads of, I suppose, copy coming back home, behind the scenes action too, which would be great. But yeah, in terms of TV coverage, RT, I suppose, for the 104 hours or so.
Well, let's hope that our Paralympians get the medal haul they are looking forward to and that they surely deserve. But Emma, thank you very much for joining us from Paris. That's Emma Duffy, sports reporter at The 42.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.